Good afternoon. Let's meditate. Closer than breathing, nearer than hands and feet, within my own consciousness, which is infinite, there is a presence, a power, an invisible spiritual substance. Like the sun shining, like a bright star, a morning star shining brightly. I do not know what this presence is. I cannot define God. How can I define with the mind the infinite invisible? I cannot. I do not understand what God is. So I can stop using that tool, the need to understand, in my spiritual journey. I can stop using that tool. But if I come within here, into this inner temple, this sacred and secret place, and if I will invite that presence of God to reveal itself, I can have a spiritual experience. No one is able to tell us what God is. Each individual soul must have their own experience. You must have yours. I must have mine. And each of us, in this spiritual experience, uncovers what God is as an experience. Obviously, John must have experienced love, because he tells us God is love. But I don't know what John was feeling, and you don't know what John was feeling when he said love. Abraham, you will remember, said God is the friend, the great friend. But what Abraham meant in the days he walked this earth by friend, I do not know. And you do not know. Krishna, of course, said God is mother. I do not know what his mother Kali felt like. And you do not know. And Jesus told us God is my Father who art in heaven. What did he mean by Father? What was it like to have a good father in the days of the Hebrews? We do not know. Some translations translate it as daddy. God is my daddy. I don't know what he meant, and neither do you. Elsewhere, he said, God is a spirit. What is spirit? I cannot define an infinite spirit. Spirit is invisible, so we're back to the beginning. How do you define infinite invisible? You cannot. You cannot put God into a box, which is where the human mind would like to place it. The human mind would desperately like to understand this thing called God. But this thing called God will never be understood by the human mind, and so we must go beyond that limited human mind. We must drop the need or the desire for any understanding. We must drop all of the names that these prophets and seers and sages and saints have given us. We must drop even the word Christ, which Paul used, for we do not know what that is. And now, here in our inner temple, having divested ourselves of other people's ideas, having dropped the need to understand, or even the belief that we could ever understand the infinite invisible, now we are emptied of all of this. And we sit here under the shade of the tree in our inner temple with our eyes closed, knowing somehow that there is a God. And we turn to that God now. God, reveal yourself. And if we are patient and persistent, God will disclose itself to you as an inner experience. You still will not understand what God is, but you will have a spiritual experience. I can tell you that I have no understanding of what God is. And I can also tell you that Joel said he had no understanding. He said he could not understand the infinite invisible, and that satisfied him. It also led to an inner spiritual awakening, an experience. And each of us must have an inner experience of God. Because if we don't have one, we're trying to live on borrowed ideas and concepts. And of course, we can't live on someone else's contact. I can't live on Paul's contact, that contact he had with him. If I am going to live the spiritual life, I'm going to have my own contact or my own experience, as are you. And when you have your own experience, you really can put the books aside, and probably will for a while. But you may bring them back out, as you feel led to peek into this one or that one. But right now, we're in our inner temple. We have no concept of what God is, and that is beautiful. Now, God can reveal itself as an inner, internal, spiritual experience. My experience is, I experience God as a presence, as an invisible presence, a invisible spirit or spiritual presence. Now, I don't know what that means. I cannot describe that to you, but I feel it even this very second. I feel that spirit, that invisible, infinite presence flowing through this body, flowing through this mind. It's infinite, so I cannot give it a definition. But I sure know what it feels like. And when I feel it, I know I have made the contact. And I know that God is. And probably that's the only definition I can give it. I know that God is. If you put me on in the witness stand and you ask me, do you really know that God is? I can say, yes, I know that God is. God is. And I know this from experience. But if you ask me a follow-up question, what is God? I will have to answer, I do not know. You see? Understanding has no meaning. So quit trying. We're not after understanding. We're after an internal spiritual experience of God. Then we will have our own name, whether it's love or presence or spirit, Christ, Father, Daddy, Beloved One, or friend. We will have our own experience, and the term we use will point to the experience we had. It will not describe the experience, but it will point to it. Each must have their own experience, and if you have not had your experience, your God experience, then you need go no farther. You cannot go anywhere on the spiritual path until you have had your own God experience. Because otherwise you will be living on concepts of God. And concepts of God are not God. Concepts and beliefs and theories and ideas and all of that, those are not God. Those are concepts. All of them must be let go of in order to come into an experience of God. And so, return here within your being, over and over, if necessary, as Joel said, 12 times a day for 8 months, until you have your experience. It's your spiritual experience, not mine. You cannot even live off of Jesus Christ's experience, though you try. You must have your own experience. Now, just as we have concepts of God, So we have concepts of man and woman and child. Just as it is impossible to know God, to have an experience of God, if you're relying on a concept, so it's impossible to know your own child, your own mother or dad or uncle, your own neighbor, your own co-worker on the job. It is impossible to know man with the human mind. Just as the human mind cannot understand God, the human mind cannot understand man or woman. And so it must be set aside. And the process is the same. You come within, you sit here, and you rest, and you ask, God, who is this? Reveal what is really here. I know what the eyes are showing me. I know what my concepts are. I don't want them anymore. What did you make? What is really here? Reveal the truth about the truth where this person is appearing to me. And if you are still, if you are listening, if you are persistent, and you practice, something will happen within your temple. You will have a spiritual experience. You will awaken the truth, the reality of the individual will be revealed to you as an experience. You will experience the reality. Oh, do not be surprised if the way that you experience God, the way God reveals itself to you, do not be surprised if that same presence reveals itself where you saw or see a person. But it will be an experience and not a concept. For I have learned in my experience, and in my experiences within, when I let God reveal the truth of any individual within my being, I experience the reality, which is the presence, the infinite presence itself. And then I see it is the infinite spiritual presence that I experience as God. This is individualized as individual being. It is the infinite invisible presence individualized. But this must be an experience. You must have yours, I must have mine. I cannot live on yesterday's manna. I cannot live on anybody else's experience. I must have my own. And I cannot know the truth that anybody else describes to me. I must know my own inner experience of what God as individual being feels like. What does it feel like? When I have that feeling, then if there was a problem, the problem disappears. Because when I have that feeling, the concepts disappear. I don't know how that works any more than you do, except to say that when the light shines, the darkness disappears. But the light is not a concept, not a term in a book, not something I have described, or Joel has described, or Virginia has described, or even Jesus has described. No, it's an internal experience that reveals itself to you when you are open and you have divested yourself of concepts. Then God can disclose to you what God is as individual being. Do you remember when your parents told you that, well, if you had fairly stable parents, they probably told you some good things about you. You were good at art. You were good at math. You would probably be a diplomat because you were always solving discrepancies between two people or disagreements between people. Oh, you're really good at sports. You're a great dancer. You will excel as a salesman. You could sell anything. Do you remember? Maybe they had some negative things to tell you as well. You're sloppy. Your room's always a mess. You just won't be that good at math. I wouldn't go into the banking industry if I was you. Or, why can't you be like your sister? Why can't you be like your brother? Or, if your parents were unstable, they might have said, you're no good. You're just like your father. Or, you are such an enabler, just like your mother. Or, you know, when you grow up, you're going to find out nobody cares about you in this world except your family. Or, why are you so stupid? I've tried to explain this problem to you 7 times. I'm tired of it. Just go ahead and get a D or an F. Now, each of us came from our own backgrounds and from our own homes, and so we remember the things we were told. And if we believed them, if we accepted them, then they defined us, didn't they? Some of us have found, as we've tried to outgrow the negative concepts we were handed and accepted, that it's really rather difficult, isn't it? Seems like you've outgrown it, and then all of a sudden, here it is, talking in your head. And if you use psychological means, it's just almost impossible wrestling with these things. Now, most of us read the Infinite Way books, particularly books like Realization of Oneness, and we come to see at last, oh, isn't it wonderful? I am not responsible. There's something called world beliefs, world mind, carnal mind, mental images pounding away at me. And it has been them, not me. And so a weight falls off our shoulders. But perhaps we're still holding our parents responsible. And so we learn a little later, what is good for the goose is good for the gander. If we're going to apply it to ourselves, well, we have to apply it across the board, don't we? Because if we don't apply it across the board, and we see anybody as bad or evil, or sick, then we've opened the door to the whole belief of good and evil, that whole universe. So we begin to apply it across the board. Yes, even my parents were instruments for this world mind. They weren't responsible. And I can forgive them, even as I now can forgive myself. And so we learned the principles of impersonalization and nothingization, and we start to apply them. For some of us, it has been a long road to learn that we are not those negative traits. For some of us, it's been a long road to learn to love ourselves, as they say in psychology. Hey, I'm not so bad. I really do know how to draw good, or I'm a good employee, or I'm an excellent earner, or I really do care about people, or I'm a good parent. Some of us, it's been a long road to learn that. And it was necessary to get to that point in order to come to the next step. The next step. And that is when we start reading in the writings, take no credit. Whatever of good is manifesting through you is the grace of God. It's not you. At best, you are an instrument, a transparency through which God's grace flows. Do not take credit for your benevolences or your charities, for these are God flowing through you. And all of a sudden, we're at kind of a crisis. Because we've worked so hard to see that, well, these negative concepts are not me. That's world mind. That's nothingness. But now we're beginning to see, well, these good concepts are not me. That's God. Well, then where am I? I'm not these bad traits. I'm not these good traits. Where am I? What am I? Hey, what's going on here? I feel like the hole in the donut. I'm nothing. And this leads us to some real serious questions and ponderings and meditations. But it's not as bleak as it seems. Do you remember when we started out talking about you can't know God unless you're willing to let go of all concepts? And you cannot know your neighbor, your friend, your spouse, your child, your grandparent, your parent, your coworker, your enemy, until you are willing to let go of all concepts? That when you have the internal experience of what they are, then you will know? Well, you see where this is going, don't you? You are now ready to find out what I am. But this you will not find out by studying psychology, nor will you find out by asking your spouse, nor even by asking your spiritual teacher. You will not find out by reading the Infinite Way books, nor the Bible, the Bhagavad Gita, the Upanishads, the Advaita Vedanta, the Koran, you won't find out by reading those books. You will have to come within, here, in your inner temple. Now, listen. You will have to come within after you have had an experience of what God is. You will have to come within after your experience of God, after your God experience. You will have to come within after your experience of the reality of individual being. When you've had those two experiences, now turn within a third time, which may actually be many times for a third awakening. Come within now and sit here in your inner temple. Be still about it. I cannot believe it. I'm this many years old. I've lived on earth all this time. And I have no idea what I am. But I have dropped the negative concepts. I have dropped the positive concepts. Now, God, what am I? Please reveal what I am. What am I? And you listen. Become very, very still. Do not accept anything anybody's ever told you, nor anything you've ever thought. None of it. Drop all of it. God, what am I? And this internal spiritual presence that you have already experienced will reveal to your outer awareness what you are, why you are on earth, what you are to be doing, where you are to be doing it, and the spiritual nature of your being. Do not be too surprised or too shocked when you discover this invisible spiritual presence is what I am. But this will have to be an experience, not a theory or a thought. This will have to be an experience in your inner temple. We are moving out of the world that concepts built. That is the second chapter of Genesis. When Adam named everything, that was the world that concepts built. But it wasn't a real world at all. It was a glass darkly hiding the real world. The world that God made. Only God can reveal to you that world. And God will only reveal it in the silence in your inner temple. When you have come out of all concepts about God, God will reveal itself. When you have come out of all concepts about your neighbor, your friend, your child, God will reveal the truth of individual being. Oh yes, this is true. And when you have come out of all concepts about yourself, God will reveal yourself, that infinite self. And having no concepts of the world, God will reveal the kingdom. And then you will be able to say, I have overcome the concepts. I have overcome the world. Now, take this into your meditation. Each step of this we have revealed today. And find out as an experience what God is, what individual being is, what your being is, what the kingdom is. When you do, I wish for you to know, I will be with you. And this will make you a spiritual healer, whether you wanted to be or not. This will make you the living presence of God on earth, or the Christ. Who else but Christ can say, I have overcome the world? And yet, after having these three experiences, as an internal, inner experience, awakening, or realization, you will be a spiritual healer, Christ consciousness on earth, even if you never set out to be. Because, of course, you will be able to see through concepts at all times. You will be able to come within and rest there as the truth of individual being is revealed again and again. This will make you a spiritual light to your universe. You will then join the great white brotherhood, the great spiritual underground that walks the earth today. You will in fact be a part of the circle of Christhood that envelops not only this earth but this universe. And all of this will be a conscious inner experience. You will in fact discover your nature is the infinite way. So, I know I have talked long today, having given you two talks, but I felt it was important to learn first that, or to be reminded that everything we need we can receive by going within and being receptive and still enough to the point where we can hear Spirit pray. and receive impartations from within. And I also wanted to remind really myself as well as anyone else, as much as anyone else, that in order to know God aright, which is life eternal, we have to have our own experience, not someone else's experience, not someone else's concept, but our very own experience, our very own internal God experience.